brothers and my sisters, today is a wonderful gospel and a great day to reflect on just a couple of things before we actually get into it. I was over at St. Anne's Parish this afternoon. St. Anne's is one of three parishes that are united together in this city of Santa Monica. St. Anne's, St. Clement's, and St. Monica's. And we've attempted to do things together, to celebrate together and to take up some of their customs and our customs and to celebrate them together as three families, three parishes. So today they have that great feast of St. Anne, Novena to her, and it's been a 102-year tradition in our community. And so we started at Virginia Park and walked from Virginia Park down along whatever street that was. I don't know what it was actually. And ended up in St. Anne's Parish and then celebrated the Eucharist and the Novena dedicated to that sweet mother of Mary. And I thought today, you know, I really didn't want to leave. I mean, I was excited to get back here for the 5:30, but the people there are just extraordinary people. They have a rather simple life, probably a little simpler than ours. And they are just an extraordinary faith-filled group of folks. So to be there today and to be with the preacher, Father Lorenzo Miranda, who's in charge of the personnel for the Archdiocese, did that the Novena. And the priests there, it was just a wonderful celebration today. So we want to remember them and think about them and pray with them and know that our two sister parishes, while they're not as large as St. Monica's, they're serving a people and they're doing their very best. And so we want to connect and to unite with them in a special way today. The second wonderful thing is that our good friend Patrick, stand up for a moment so they can see you. Patrick has been in our choir for 2 years. And Patrick has made a decision, having looked at his old pastor and saying, it's got to be better than this. He's entering the seminary in Washington, D.C. this coming week. So it's a very privileged moment for us, Patrick, to thank you. And we're at the end of Mass. You're going to sing a little song, as you have done for these last years. And you've got the banner here from the retreats that you participated in when you were serving on the young adult retreats. So we'll have a word from you at the very end of Mass. But I just really feel so good about it today. I wanted to mention it before one or two leave at the end of Mass today. So stick around. We're going to pray over him and for him. He's a great young man, and it's just wonderful to see that. And so today we have this incredible reading about Solomon. Solomon is a man who is on the verge of becoming king. And he's following his father David. And he gets it right at the very beginning of his life as king. When Yahweh asks Solomon, what is it that he wants? Solomon does not pray for length of years. Solomon does not pray for a wealthy country without any recession. Solomon doesn't pray for a successful army that will conquer nations or worlds. Solomon, as leader of a nation, prays for wisdom. Wisdom, my brothers and sisters. That's what he prays for. And he knows that if he's given that gift of being able to make right judgments, if he's given the gift of being able to know how to rule a nation with integrity and justice, he knows that if he's been given the opportunity to follow this Yahweh, that his life will be complete and he will be everything that he hopes and wants to be. So Yahweh blesses Solomon today and says, because you've asked for wisdom, you will also receive length of years. You will also receive great wealth. You will also be a powerful ruler of a nation. So Solomon, right at the very beginning of this time, receives that precious gift of being able to sort out and to know what is most important in life, what really matters, what is God's really gift to him and hopefully to us today. So I hope that after that reading and after the reading from Matthew today, that that is something that we will pray for. We'll pray for the gift of wisdom. Pray for the gift to be able to make good decisions. Pray for the gift to have a right value on the things that really matter in this life. The gospel is about that, about a treasure, about someone who finds something that's worth everything. And so he sells everything that he has in order to buy the property so that he can keep this great treasure. It's the pearl, as is described in the gospel today, of great price. So here's what Meister Eckhart says about that little reflection. Each person has a vintage wine cellar, but they seldom drink from it. How about that? So all of us are given a special gift. It's not from outside of us. It's within us. The gift of wisdom is the gift of a good heart. The gift of wisdom is to being able to make good judgments about the things that really matter in life. The gift of wisdom is the very thing that each one of us in our great moments when we're at our best long for. And it's that gift that's given to us on this night. I've been traveling over these last 3 weeks. I was in Africa for 11 days with a wonderful community of faith. I left Africa, came home for a week and a few days, and went off to Dallas to a wonderful institute that's doing things on best practices. And so this community, through Bill Simon, has interviewed 280 parishes across this nation looking for best practices of parishes, and then selected 12 of us to gather and to reflect and to pray together and to share those best practices with each other. The wisdom, literally, of our time. And then I came home for a day and went off to Chicago to marry a wonderful couple that I had known for a long time, whose mother and father live in our parish, and they're just a great couple, and so I got home last night at midnight. So I'm not in the very best of shape today, to be honest with you. And I didn't get a chance to take a nap. I went over to St. Anne's today, so you'll get what I've got, but it won't be with all the same juice that I sometimes can muster. So I thought about it today. Actually, I thought about it last night on the trip from Chicago to Los Angeles. What am I going to say to these great people tomorrow? And it struck me that in those three journeys, three graces have been given to me that I think I would like to share with you tonight, because I think it says exactly what this gospel is saying to us. I told you that I fell in Nairobi and had some stitches in my arm. And of course, it made me pretty nervous to go to that hospital in Nairobi, Kenya. But I went, and the fellow was terrific. He was a great doctor and took wonderful care of it. But the home that I was in was the home of a wonderful family. And Philip and his wife live right on the garbage dump of the city of Nairobi. And Philip literally has nothing. He works for DHL, you know, the company that sends things out across the world. So he's got a job. But he has six children, five of his own and one from his killed brother and sister-in-law. So he's taken that son and is actually helping that son now grow up. So he's got six children, lives in they've got a beautiful little place that they fixed up, and it's right on the garbage dump at the city of Nairobi. And he has nothing, really. But when you go into their home, no matter if you beg them, please don't serve anything. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I've had enough to eat. They'll always want to serve you something. You're their honored guests. And the thing that I love about Philip is that with nothing, literally with nothing in life, he has this great joy because he understands what it is to be a wise person. He knows what matters most in this world. His children. He's the head of the parish council. He's totally engaged in that community of faith. He is the one that's helped to build a new church, or beginning of the building of a new church for that community. It's Philip and his family, because he's a man who's got that gift. Right alongside that, last night I was in Chicago with a family that's got everything. This couple live in Brentwood. They're members of our community and they're extremely wealthy. They're doing extraordinarily well. And they have three children. And the evening before, on Friday night at the rehearsal dinner, out of about 220 people that were at the wedding, about 150 were at just this little tiny rehearsal dinner that we had at a beautiful hotel in Chicago. And I listened to what they said. And it's the same. They are Philip. And Philip really is them. It's the same integrity of life. It's not about his position. It's not about the great successes of their life. It's not about all the money that they've made. It's about their family. About this wonderful son who went to a great university and is now working in Chicago and met this beautiful young woman, and they prepared so well for their marriage, and you should have heard what they said about their families. It's the pearl of great price. It's what matters most in this life, when we take the time to enjoy the vintage wine cellar. A wine cellar that we do not drink from near enough. And then I was in Texas for that institute, and it was a wonderful thing to be with 12 communities of faith, Old St. Pat's, a parish that did renew across New Jersey, all these incredible pastors with a few of their staff. But we were in a place that was created by Bob Buford. Bob Buford was an extraordinarily successful man in television. He had some kind of cable network and he made a fortune. But Bob decided 35 years ago that he was not going to keep his fortune. Bob Buford came to Dallas, set up an institute, and all of the great evangelists in the evangelical church have come out of that institute, that Parish Catalyst Institute that he created 35 years ago. So Bob literally says each time he speaks, "I want to die a pauper." Well, not exactly a pauper. He wants to give a little bit to his wife who's still living, he hopes. But he wants to do everything that he can to create. Rick Warren came from that great place. Bill Hybels, this wonderful preacher in Chicago. They all came out of that institute. He's taken what he felt was his fortune, his pearl, and he's poured that into this institute to create a place where the kingdom of God is being built every day. I don't know what that means to you, my brothers and sisters, and I'm actually too tired to spell it out for you. But I do think, for all of us, whether you're a person on the city council in Los Angeles, or whether you're a person extremely powerful in the world in which you live, if you're someone just eking out a little, we all have gifts. But we can't be taken from that great, precious gift of wisdom, which teaches us what's really important, what really matters, and to try to do our best to live in the power and the gift of that grace. That's all I got tonight, folks. I'm pretty beat up, but I just wanted to share that with you. So thank you.